Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It's now 2 o'clock. It's actually 2:01. Thanks, Austin. Hanging out with you on a big, big day in Steelers history. Chris Muller across from me. Donnie Football here as well over the next 4 hours. And that is because we can finally let the cat out of the bag. Art Rooney, too, is putting his foot down right now. It's just started. He is doing his annual chat with reporters. I was not allowed to say that. Banned. Lip sealed. Could not say Art Rooney 2 talking at 2 o'clock. Had to talk in code. Not a single Steelers beat reporter was allowed to say that right now the owner of the team would be addressing the state of the franchise. Rather archaic, no? Doesn't that kind of, in a way, speak to the backwards thinking of the organization? Why can't they let people know that the head honcho is talking days before it happens? Anyone else find that weird?
It's backwards. I mean, Jerry Jones just like sits there and talks every week.
After every game, he's right outside their locker room.
I mean, he's the extreme end, but this cloak and dagger stuff I find weird. I'm also going to admit something. Your video confused the hell out of me last night. Everyone, whenever you put a video like that out there, DMs me, what's he talking about? I honestly tell them, I don't know. No one ever believes me when I say I don't know. The reason your video confused me was because I thought you actually had been told that there was going to be some seismic thing that happened with Art's news conference today. And
there might be. Jeff is there right now. We might get seismic Art.
You were clearly referring to the fact that Art was going to talk today. I just thought everyone knew that.
No, not allowed
because
to.
Because most of the people I talk to behind the scenes who are like anywhere near the inside or cover this team all
there
knew
were murmurs
it.
And whispers, and everyone was talking about
everyone
it, but they weren't
it.
Saying it. Not allowed to say it.
Everyone knew it privately. Like, no one was like wondering, hey, is Art talking today? Everyone privately seemed to know that. So your video threw me off, but that's until I got the information today that you had to do it that way because you had to keep a lip sealed type of thing happening.
So I would say around 45 minutes from now, you will hear Art Rooney in full on this station. You will hear exactly what he had to say about Mike Tomlin, the Steelers quarterbacks, their 2024 season in a little bit here. 412-928-9370 will be how you weigh in on that. Can watch it on YouTube with us, Odyssey app, all those things, old-fashioned radio. Now, I do think one other thing that is possible, and we didn't get something before he started talking, but do not be surprised if after he talks, that way reporters can't ask him about it now, is if we find out, I don't know, around 5 o'clock today, that some assistant coaches with expiring contracts were told that their
contract
services were no
renewed.
Longer needed. That I could see that happening.
Not fired. Just let now, out to pasture.
Donnie has already looked into his Art Rooney 2 crystal ball. And he has started to assemble an Art Rooney 2 bingo card for today's huge Steelers State of the Union address. Things that he is anticipating, that he is predicting we will hear from the Steelers president and owner.
He probably does similar type things for the Royal Rumble, like, you know, put a couple like random guys you expect to make an entrance, some sort of tropes and cliches that happen. So what do you have on the bingo card, Donnie?
Well, I brought this up last week when I was on one of the nights. I think there are three main points that Art will be making. He may have already made a couple of them. Who knows, in the 5 minutes.
Because he does
so.
Give an opening statement before the questions even start.
Do you think he practices the opening statement before, like, a mirror? Or no? Do you think he's got it written down, or is it like
I think it's a practice.
I love Mike Tomlin.
I thought you were going to say
really
fracking.
Love Mike Tomlin.
Speaking
I'm very
of Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin, you're my main squeeze.
He will say that he has full confidence in Mike Tomlin to lead the next championship team. That was one of the three things.
Okay. Now there's so a free, full faith in Mike Tomlin.
There's a free space in the middle of the bingo card I made, Donnie. So there's 24 different.
Yeah, see, that was a collab effort of all three of us. But
24 different
from
Rooneyisms.
Okay, so we're gonna get nothing but unequivocal support for a coach that has not won a playoff game since 2016.
Full faith in Tomlin.
He will brag about how Najee Harris eclipsed 1,000 yards again. He'll say how he did that in his first 4 years. No other running back has done that, yada, yada. He may even thank Najee Harris for his service.
Like he served in the military or he's protected our freedoms. We want to thank Najee Harris for being a
quality
Steeler. We
want to thank him for taking all those tough yards and carries.
We'll leave the door open on his return. We'll see what happens in free agency, et cetera.
The other big one will be that they won 10 games this season. We're never going to complain about that, and we're definitely never going to complain when we make it to the playoffs. 10 wins, playoff berth, job well done.
So outperform the mean.
Yes.
Take that mean and just crumple and toss it in the garbage.
He may even reference how folks coming into the season, you know, thought that they would have their first losing season or
we
whatever.
Exceeded expectations, yes. Basically. Yeah. Okay.
And then he'll
leave. Positive tone.
We fully redid our. This is one I probably should have put on mine. We fully redid our quarterback room and still won 10 games.
And then he will also throw in a bonus one, which may have been one he already said. He'll kind of in a joking manner, he'll make mention that this team did beat the Commanders, and the Commanders made it to the NFC Championship game, so we feel like
we're
right
there. So it was
right
a way to say we're not hot garbage. Hey, we did beat Washington this year. Here's one I like. I think he's going to get asked about George Pickens. And he's going to say something along the lines of, George had his ups and downs this year.
Mm.
There were highs and there were lows with George.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
The tale of two cities here.
I also think it's a good bet we get as a response to what Jim Rooney said. Those are Jim's opinions. And then a very awkward ha ha ha, like a laugh at the end of it. Where
maybe we'll even get like a little wrinkle there. Jim isn't part of the front office, and those are his opinions.
He's trying to diffuse how deep down how angry he is that his brother would let the cat out of the bag.
What's the meme? The guy has the mask on with the smiley face,
yes.
And in the back
underneath
he's seething with rage. Aha, we had a couple lively chats around the old dinner table when we got together about that one. Any other ones pointing on your personal
Well, I think
one?
That we will have, whether it's from someone who works for the Steelers website or someone very close, I think we'll have a couple of questions that get wasted on things that Art wants to talk about, like an Ireland game and the draft being here in 2026.
Couldn't be more excited to host that draft. I have a couple for
it's
you.
It's always been our family's passion to play over in Ireland. It would mean the world to us if we collaborated with
the NFL to play a game
in Dublin.
As you know, the draft is the lifeblood of many teams, especially the Steelers. Why think of our 1974 draft, regarded by many as the greatest of all time. I've got a couple boys, if you'll humor me, that I kind of put on my bingo card. If he gets asked about the way the team finish the season, since you both know he has in the past in 2022, Kenny's rookie year, focused on how strongly they finished the season.
Yeah.
I think you might get something from Art to the effect of, well, we did have to play three games, in 11 days. We're not going to make an excuse, but that's always tough for such a physical sport.
I might have to talk to Roger about that one.
If he's feeling very froggy.
What do you think, Don?
He kind of sounded like Jermichael Rooney there for a second.
You think we get something like that in there? I might have to have a private conversation with
Raj. Not
very
happy about the
Mr.
Goodell offices.
Well, no, he would never say, he'd say, you know, and the league office does a great job and we're not the only team. And I think he will also get this. I think concurrent with that, and if you look at the caliber of teams we played in that 11-game stretch, he'll point to where two of them are still playing.
Yes! Oh, one I can totally
see
that one.
I think we're going to get a two of them are still playing. And then you know what, Pony? I think we're going to get one of these two because it involves the other team in that stretch. I think he's going to give us a, we did win 10 games, but our first goal every year is to always win the division.
Oh, he loves
that. He loves winning that big, bad AFC North, boys. So I got quite a bingo card filled out here. We have kind of a collaborative card. We have a couple of our own favorites. I think one of us is getting a bingo.
Oh, I just, these meetings, these annual conversations, I look forward to them because I do agree that you have to speak art. You have to be fluent in art to decipher and discern what he means and what things are real point of emphasis and what things actually have a chance to change this offseason. But there is also just a lot of cliches and wasted sentences and just doing what you can to try to, you know, get through this, which now has really turned into a pain in the ass because these are not, they should be, I hate to say this, but they should be more like interrogations. They should be more difficult questions and difficult conversations because of the way the team performed. This should not be a, you know, congratulations or a pat on the back or a job well done
meeting. Biggest problem with this whole thing, Pony, is that they always, I thought, felt so accountable to the city. Like, they held themselves accountable. I thought Dan Rooney always held himself and the team accountable for how they performed because he knew how important it was. And now, like, you weren't allowed to say that this is even happening today, even if some people knew behind the scenes. The tone of the questions, anything that is remotely pointed, I think is going to get swatted away. And I think the overall tone of it, Donnie, I don't know if you agree with this as well, but I think the overall tone of it is still basically like somebody talking down to you, even if they're trying to make it sound nice. It's definitely somebody, you know, like Pony, you can talk down to somebody or you can like explain yourself. And I think explaining yourself hat in hand is a little more humble. I think this is going to be careful what you wish for. It's still pretty good here, regardless of what you think.
I actually agree with that. I don't think it's going to be a take your medicine, face the music type of day with him. I don't think we're going to get like an apologetic art where he expresses like a lot of disappointment in how the team performed and tries to get on the level of fans either in that way where it's like, yeah, I'm super bummed out by this, or even takes a more aggressive tact and sounds legitimately angry over how things have gone, which I believe is where the majority of fans are. I think he refuses to do that because he knows it would be an indictment on himself, which he doesn't want to do, and also on Mike, which he definitely doesn't want to do.
Mike's never going to acknowledge the anger. Mike might say our fans are passionate. He'll never acknowledge that they have a point.
And then I think you can take this one to the bank, too. I think we're going to get two things for sure on the quarterbacks. I think we're going to hear Art say that all options are on the table. And that would include him saying something like, the door is open for a Russell Wilson return. And I think he's going to say, I thought Justin Fields got better. I think he's going to give some kernel or morsel of, just in case they bring him back, it's a prudent thing to do because he's still a young quarterback and difficult situation, backup that had the start earlier in the year, and he did a admirable job, and they look forward to the opportunity of maybe seeing what else he can do in 2025. And it is hilarious, though, really, when you think about it, that we feel like we've got this guy pegged to the degree that we do. Where it's almost like, no,
it's a Mad Libs.
I have no knowledge. It's not like somebody in the Steelers said, hey, Pony, here are some bullet points or things that Art's going to hit on. It's just I've been through and I've heard so many of these, and I know how he sounds after seasons like this.
He's never once had like a chastened tone in a press conference that I can remember. Can you? One where he like acknowledged, wow, this really did not go well for us. Because they, you know why? Baked into it. They've just never had a season where they lost more games than they won. And I think he specifically, I never say Mike really does this, he can always use that as cover.
Well, Jeff Hathorn, who's there for us, tried to talk us out of putting on the bingo card. Mike's never had a losing season.
He said
he thinks
won't
he
do that
knows
this time.
That he can't get away with saying that. But he can get away really with whatever he wants because he owns the team. He doesn't get voted into that position. This isn't the Green Bay Packers scenario.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Area. Per Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Quotes are already trickling out. Art has already addressed Jeff Hathorn and others, and the meeting has adjourned. We will listen to it to see how closely it matches up with our Art Rooney bingo card. Here are some of the big takeaways that have already been spotted or identified by the reporters who were there.
I feel like we can start putting a few X's on the bingo card here based on what I'm seeing.
Quote that just came out from our fan account. My preference would be to sign one of those quarterbacks, Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Obviously, we will be looking in the draft as well, either this year or next. That position has to be the priority.
Can I give one more or no?
But yes, but preference wants to be, his preference is
in-house
to bring one of those guys, at least one back, but it sounds like it's one or the other. Not that. Well, I guess Dulac said today that he thinks both could be back.
Correct.
And Art has already thrown cold water on that idea.
Now,
pick one.
I don't feel like that qualifies for your theory that he'd say he thought Fields got better. I think we can put one, though, and this was a Donnie submission. I'm going to read this quote. I think it qualifies. When you look at how many games Mike has won in this league, you don't win that many without being a good head coach.
Oh, here we go, Don.
We still feel good about him being a leader. Full faith in Tomlin.
That's a winner.
You can put it on the board. Yes.
This one. My inbox is pretty full right now. I understand why people are mad. I share their frustration. Actions have to speak louder than words. Yes, they do, Art.
How many times have you said something?
But unfortunately,
like that?
All you do is give us these hollow, monotone comments at the end of every year with very little getting done. Because at the same time that tweet goes out, Brooke Pryor from ESPN simultaneously tweets and says, my takeaway from hearing Art, Don't expect wholesale staff changes. Yeah.
One more that I'd like to submit into evidence here. Now, we can really dig down and drill down on these when we're listening to this in its entirety for context, nuance.
And tone.
Tone, too.
Do we hear an aggravated tone?
Well,
do we hear a sarcastic tone? Do we hear perturbed tone? All those things.
I submitted into evidence two hypotheticals that he would say schedule-related, citing the difficulty of their late schedule and or saying they did have to play 3 and 11 days. Art, quote, the three-game stretch, the Christmas tournament, a little Tomlin thrown in there, the tournament, shows we aren't there. We need to take the next step. Do we keep that one? Does that check either
no.
the 3 and 11 or the tough schedule box? Tough schedule box, but I said it was more going to be used as an excuse.
No, he didn't. He took some effort, it sounds, to make it sound like it wasn't an excuse. I'd have to hear if it came up organically, like on his own, if he brought it
up. If he says,
or if somebody asked him, like, hey, man, that was a real pain in the ass of a schedule. The NFL did you dirty.
You know
and he
Forget
said, you know
it.
What?
I'm going to cut him a break here. Forget it. I'm going to make an executive call because these were my submissions. It sounds like he's actually saying what I would want him to say about those games. We played really good teams and we're not on their level, and that proved it.
Art Rooney, according to Mark Cabali on brother Jim Rooney's comments. Jim speaks for himself.
Oh, baby, we're 60% of the way to bingo here. Those were all in one vertical line on my card.
And I am happy that he's doing good selling his book.
Oh, God, dude.
I got to hear that answer, but that sounds like a real...
That sounds like never go against the family,
that
basically.
Sounds like schism material there.
Holy... Jim speaks for himself, kind of leaves very little to the imagination for what he...
But kind of a subtle dig to say, hey, good luck with your book, buddy.
My mom would read that quote and say, I'm happy that he's doing well selling his book, not good.
That's a passive-aggressive
comment there. That would be her
takeaway.
Yeah, that he's not happy. Donnie, on my card, we have two absolutely possible spots here for a straight-up-and-down bingo right down the middle. We need to have an excited for that 2026 draft
and
come
then open
out
to new ideas.
And some openness to new ideas, and it'll be B-I-N-G-O.
Are on the defense. They need to get stronger on the defensive front. He said stopping the run maintains a priority. Nothing yet on tipping the cap to Najee Harris
maybe
on a fine
no cap
Steelers
will,
career.
Maybe no cap will be tipped. Well, now you're writing. You're saying that out loud, though. Like you think he's just going to be wishing him well on his way. What if he doesn't want to close the door on that relationship?
No, I think he'll. I think he'll couch it. I think he'll say something like, "Hey, Najee, to Donnie's point, had 1,000-yard seasons every year. Here, every year he was here. That's not easy to do. He had a fine career. We wish him well. We'd love to have him back, but if not, good luck in his next port of call, kind of thing." But he says my inbox is pretty full. I don't even believe that.
Like, does the one guy that claims he used to work for the Steelers, I guess he did work for the Steelers, that emails us all the time complaining about Art and Mike, does he email Art too? He's hacked Art's email and figured out what they use as his like personal email on the team's
website.
I mean,
what a flex that would be. You just have Art Rooney's personal number. And you just
browbeat him.
You're just texting him missives. You have a few pops. I'm going to text
blocked.
Art here and say, you know what, Art? What's up with this BS with Tomlin and keeping Tomlin around and all the playoff misery? And
no, he's blocking numbers that would do that. You can block numbers. It's not that hard.
I think the people that know him know that if you want to continue a friendship or a relationship with him, you don't dare say negative things about Mike
Tomlin. Well, the most negative thing you would say is just like, oh, come on, Art, next year we got to get him. I really want to see this team win. Always couched in a...
No talk of urgency to
positive.
Win playoff games here from
well,
Art,
that we
based
know
on
of,
what
that
we've
we
seen.
Know of. I mean, everyone who's tweeting out quotes is going to tweet out kind of the choicest stuff in their opinion.
Chiefs and Eagles in the Super Bowl again. Art Rooney, too, did address that and said after losing 5 games in a row, he can't say with a straight face that they're any closer to winning a Super Bowl. That's... awfully big, you Art. Way to shoot it straight to us.
P. people not happy in the YouTube comments, Pony. You can watch us on YouTube, of course. Hundreds right now, this second, choosing that avenue. Steve, the Steelers need to call two men in a junk truck and clean house of all the coaching and player garbage.
Rooney talking about changes being made to the coaching staff, but says they will not be wholesale moves.
It's just more of the same half measures, Pony. There's never
half,
quarter measures, eighth measures.
It's like I put a little tiny bit of beetroot extract in.
Is that
the,
something you're drinking now because of your
morning workouts? That's
beetroot
what they're putting
extract. In. Now, what's that supposed to do? Make you crap? Clean
great
out the
for
pipes?
Blood flow.
Blood flow.
Blood circulation is huge, guys.
You
Donnie,
just
that's
want that
one thing
blood
you need
circulating,
to,
huh?
That's one thing you should strive to get better at.
Could this
in
cure my little my fingertip issues where I have Raynaud's and my fingertips?
Darius Raynaud's disease.
I do. Hey, let's not make fun of me because I could get frostbite very easily when it's so cold out.
New PSA on the station at night.
Hi, this is
Chris Muller. I'd like to talk to you about Raynaud's syndrome.
I'd like to talk to you about Raynaud's.
My
no,
fingers
not Darius.
Go numb. When I'm
my fingers hurt.
When I'm looking at things on my phone for too long. My fingers quickly go numb in those situations.
Wow. No, seriously, like, the whole point here is, like, my biggest problem with them is this refusal to acknowledge, like, major, large-scale problems with the way they do things, and that kind of a quote just says, nope, we are pretty much staying the course with a few tweaks here and there.
We are minutes away from hearing Art Rooney in its entirety, so stay tuned where you are. We're going to get that to you momentarily here. We're passing along quotes that have come out of it. Jeff was there. You will hear the first place to air. His comments will be right here in just a few minutes. I do want to say this about watching the game last night, the Chiefs becoming the first team that's won two straight Super Bowls to get back to a Super Bowl and have an opportunity to three-peat.
Mm-hmm.
I thought T.J. Watt's brother, J.J. Watt of all people, I thought made a very evocative comment after the game when he pretty much said, you've got guys like Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen and Joe Burrow who do not have titles in part because the Chiefs are standing in their way.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, as a way, as a silver lining to everything we've talked about so far this hour, the one thing that does make me feel a tiny bit better, a sliver better, about the state of the Steelers is this. At least they're not wasting a really good to great team right now. Because if they had that, they'd still get beat by Kansas City in the playoffs. They could be Buffalo. They could be Baltimore. They could be Cincinnati. They could be Philadelphia. They could be San Francisco. They could be any of these teams who are knocking at the door but can't break through because of the greatness of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Burrow kind of broke through, but you have to finish the deal, for, I think, to get full credit.
He beat the Soviets, and then he lost to Finland,
well,
is
he's
basically
the only
what happened.
He's the only active quarterback that's beaten them when it matters.
So if there was a time
by the way,
to kind
I disagree
of suck
with
and be
point.
Mediocre,
I disagree
it's
with
now.
What you're saying, though.
You're the guy that always says it doesn't matter.
No.
It's
like,
January.
No.
The Chiefs are going to find a way
strictly,
to win.
Strictly based on what you said about, like, at least they're not wasting a great team. It's the old sports version of 'tis better to have loved and lost than to have never loved at all. 'Tis better to have had a great team and competed and fallen short than to have just sat there, like, as what the Steelers are, a team that can barely get to the playoffs and everybody knows can't win a playoff game. Like, then you're in the – I'd rather be in the first bucket than the second one there. I'd rather have them gotten, like, Lamar Jackson or something and be banging their heads off this wall on the chance that it might finally work one year than just say what you said about them.
I agree. I agree with that. I'd rather be a bridesmaid than not be in the bridal party at all.
But that doesn't jive with what you just said about at least they're not wasting great teams.
Why can't both be true? Yes,
kind of suggesting that you're kind of glad that they're a mediocre.
No, I didn't say glad. I said, yes, I want the Steelers to be better. Yes, it's not an excuse for their incompetence at time and their vice grip on stability and continuity in those things. But if there was ever a time to squander things, it would be right now. Because it appears there's only room for one great team in the NFL right now. That's it. And if everything else had clicked, if Kenny Pickett had actually turned into a great quarterback with the first pick, if Najee Harris had actually been more like Saquon Barkley, And
if
not
every offensive lineman had panned out immediately.
There's not a part of you that says, well, what would it have mattered anyways? Because they're just going to lose to the Chiefs.
I don't know.
They're just going to get blocked by them.
I'd like to believe that if Pickett to Pickens had actually turned into Montana to Rice and all those other things happened.
You don't actually believe that because you know, regardless of what their roster looks like or what's going on with the Chiefs, they always find a way.
Mahomes
raises his level of game or the defense comes through or Spagnuolo dials up a play that we've never seen before.
You want to know what made me the most mad about that game last night? Was not
how
actually,
bad the officiating was, I agree.
Was not actually Mahomes' just typical greatness.
That the NFL also helps the Chiefs win every playoff game? Touche, I agree.
Do you think the NFL's rigged, Pony?
No, I think the NFL has a bias. I think they have a subconscious bias, is what I think they
have. Okay, anyway, forget it. That falls apart when you figure they would probably still want the biggest two markets in the country to always be represented just like every other league wants. The worst part about that game was, do you have in front of you how much the Chiefs are spending on their defense right now?
No, I know. I can tell you it's not as much as the Steelers.
It's not $138 million or whatever.
No.
Bothers me seeing Steve Spagnuolo, who inexplicably doesn't get like serious run at these head coaching gigs, once again being kind of the secret sauce. Not a great defensive game by them, but when it mattered, they had something dialed up that Josh Allen couldn't figure out.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.